Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Finland, we have Father Marie-Augustin Laurent Ouigou Buffon. Marie-Augustin is a member of the province of France and works in ecumenical, academic, and cultural circles in Helsinki. His preaching today is entitled, Take It All.
A reading from the Book of Sirach. I will now praise the godly, our ancestors in their own time, the abounding glory of the Most High's portion, his own part, since the days of old. Subduers of the land in kingly fashion, renowned for their might, counsellors in their prudence, seers of all things in prophecy, resolute princes of the flock, lawgivers and their rules, sages skilled in composition, authors of sharp proverbs, composers of melodious psalms, writers of lyric poems, stalwart, solidly established, at peace in their own estates. All these were glorious in their time, illustrious in their day. Some of them left behind a name, so that people recount their praises. Of others, no memory remains, for when they perished, as if they had never lived, they and their children after them. Yet these also were godly. Their virtues have not been forgotten. Their wealth remains in their families, their heritage with their descendants. Through God's covenant their family endures, and their offspring for their sake. And for all time their progeny will endure, their glory will never be blotted out. Their bodies are buried in peace, but their name lives on and on. At gatherings their wisdom is retold, and the assembly proclaims their praises. The word of the Lord. Take it all. Last Sunday, on the Solemnity of All Saints, we celebrated the many gifts of the saints to the whole church. But today the focus is a tad narrower, for all the saints we celebrate are the ones of the Order of Preachers. It's a bit like a family gathering, where all of the same kin greet and acknowledge one another. Of course, among the saints of the Order are the so-called great ones that are celebrated by the whole universal church, like St. Dominic, St. Thomas Aquinas, St. Catherine of Siena, St. Martin de Porres, and so on. But there are also the lesser known ones that we sometimes spot on the liturgical calendar without paying much heed to their story and charism. Have you ever heard about Blessed Jean-Joseph Lataste, who, in the hell of women's jails in 19th century France, preached God's mercy so well that he ended up founding a congregation of sisters made up of women both coming out of jail and without a troubled life, without distinction? Or what about Saint Zdeslava of Lemberg in mid-13th century Bohemia, who donated money, time, and eventually her life to the care of the poor and the sick? And blessed Pierre Clavery, former Bishop of Oran, Algeria, who died a martyr in 1995 alongside his Muslim driver, and who remains a cherished testimony of dialogue between Christian faith and Islam. And Fra Angelico, or rather, Blessed John of Fiesole, do you know him beyond his famous paintings? The list could go on and on, of course. Sirach reminds us that their wealth remains in their families, their heritage with their descendants. That is us. We members of the Dominican family are heirs to this legacy of the saints of the Order. It's a way of saying that the tradition of the Order is always before us. We don't define it, we can't pick from it, we can't put aside a part of it that is not exactly to our liking, because the tradition of the Order is already given to us. The great variety of charisms of the Order of Preachers is appealing for sure, but at the same time, there might be bits of that legacy we don't particularly like. Are you fond of St. Rose of Lima's penitential exercises? Or bits of our history we are not totally proud of, like the Inquisition? Or spiritual figures of the Order we do not relate to easily, like, in my case, the German mysticism of Blessed Henry Suze or Meister Eckhart? And yet, we as Dominicans are shaped by all of it. we are called to make it our own, to follow Christ in the footsteps of Saint Dominic. I remember during my novitiate an elderly brother with whom I would disagree on just about everything. He was the perfect example of a shade of Catholicism that was not at all my own by education and personal history. But I owe that brother an important conversion I experienced during my novitiate. I came to the realization that the tradition of that order I had chosen to join was far broader than what I had imagined. I realized that I could not alone define myself the look and feel of the Dominic family, but that I had to be taught it by my forerunners in Saint Dominic. I realized then that we need that variety in the order, that variety of characters of which we are so proud. We need it in order to be more faithful to the mission of the order, to the efficiency of our preaching of the Word of God. Thanks to that brother and to that conversion, I can say that in some sense, the reasons why I stayed in the order by profession are not exactly the same as the reasons why I joined it in the first place. The Feast of All the Saints of the Order is for our family a matter of rejoicing for the many gifts of the saints. It's also a calling to embrace more fully their legacy so that each and every one of us can let his talents flourish. And then we will be, like Sarek said, part of the godlike who joined the footsteps of the saints. Amen.